Well, it's all about life in the big city.
Big city, huh? Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? Big name stars?
Well, actually, we're going to be the stars.
Is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, where tonight, once again, I will be joined by the currently pre-gaming and fabulous Norman Trotter.
It's not pre-gaming, I haven't started yet.
All right, well, you will be shortly. And his corking cohort, John Karunas.
Oh, hey.
We gave Norman the eye candy seat this week.
Traitor.
We hate it. You don't hate it. You love the attention.
Soak it in, man. This is your chance.
Yeah, it is.
It's not going well so far.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's not a female in the room. We got to work it out. We will, though. Candace Feltz, the great Candace Feltz, is on her way, and she will be here shortly, and she'll be joining us for the full-on. We need a name.
For what?
For the four of us.
Like a team name?
Yeah, like a team, like a group name. We don't have one. I mean, even though the show is named after me, we should come up with a...
How about the Normen? Because Candace ain't here.
Okay, the three of us could be the Normen.
You ruined that. I don't know what you're trying to go for.
I was using you to... Dude, you're like the father of the... You're like... Oh my... You're like our God, Norman.
This is why I drink. Right here.
John is the reason you drink.
This crap.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, the one Monday a month. This is why Norman drinks is John.
This is why I drink.
It's all John's
was it your
fault.
Mom? Every Monday was downhill. What? Did you say about my mom?
That's hitting a little close to home.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
it's getting real now.
You don't know her, Norman.
No.
He knows her pain.
Ooh, it says Sauvignon Blanc?
It's a little bit buttery.
Ooh.
Sounds really good.
Trey Classy.
Norman is getting liquored up on the show.
We discussed last night here. Let's all bring drinks next time. I'm the only one. Don't you dare touch
your
my
glass is adorable. He poured the drink out the bottle.
He poured the glass for you, the bottle's for him.
Exactly.
Norman's classy, though. He shows so he not only does he bring wine, he brings a glass. It's crazy. It's great.
That's so manly of you, Norman.
I know. Well, if he, John and I would have just brought the Boda box.
Right?
The box
bring
of
bring a
wine
six pack of beer and like a pint glass to pour it in.
Of course.
What good is the beer without the glass? I'm commending you. That's dedication.
You're really dedicated to the inebriation cause.
Yeah.
We failed.
Well, I said I wasn't going to because I need to be somewhat functional as a host.
I also just want to clarify, you also were driven here. Okay. I have to drive my ass home.
You had the option to drop in my place, get in his car, and then get driven back to my place.
Did he mention that to you? Because
no,
the first time I'm hearing
it. You said it. You gave us all a ride, meet at one place.
Well, thanks for nothing, Chris.
I'm the reason you're not enjoying some
Chris
room
Apollo,
temperature white wine.
More like Chris Appalling. That was awesome.
I thought you were going to go for Chris Apology or something like that.
And like you, not the first time I've heard that. This week, even.
This week.
Yeah.
People have just given you shitty pun names like trying to talk smack to you.
All the time.
It happens.
I used to go Chris Apollo a lot.
Chris Apollo?
Yeah. Well,
that would be Chris Apollo 13. Like, that's not even an insult.
Pre-1995.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
Power.
See, if I was black, it'd be Chris Apollo. Like, it would have been, that would have been kind of
be
cool.
That would be cool.
Getting a very disapproving look from Norman.
Because he has no retort because he knows it's cool.
Apollo? No, it's not.
Apollo.
Apollo. Like in Harlem?
Like the Apollo Theater. We're talking about.
This is out.
We don't
how
right.
do we know more about the theater? What's wrong with you?
We have the wrong black guy in here.
Apollo, like the theater.
Oh my God.
I'm black. You guys suck.
whatever this rant is, I already like it. More wine. Go for more wine. Let me top you off.
Yes. Just butt chug it. Just bend him over and just put the, never mind.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, well, I think everybody in the room would enjoy it, especially Norman. All right, before this gets too over the edge, let me make an announcement. I would like to welcome our first sponsor to the show, everybody. The first sponsor to step in.
Whoa.
That's right. We got a cheer going?
All right, I timed that perfectly.
Not bad. Not bad.
Kissing like a vampire, but keep going.
Yes, thank you. First sponsor, everybody. Thank you, of course, for listening to the show, spreading the word about the show. We do appreciate it. We're very happy with the response the show's been getting. I'm very happy because I'm here every week. And everybody else, these guys have residual happiness as well.
True.
Contact happiness. Like John's going to be contact drunk in a little bit.
Same thing. Oh, yeah. I'm contact wasted. Continue.
Thank you. Audible.com, everybody. That's what you need to get behind. Audible.com, Amazon's audiobook company. I've been a member there since 2010. I'm a huge fan of them, and I'm thrilled that they're a sponsor. Here's what you get. There are over 150,000 titles to choose from at audible.com, and they're offering you, dear listener, a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial membership, so you can check out the service. See if you like it. You can get the app for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, your iPad, everything. Everything. I listen to Audible on my phone. Norman just signed up over the weekend for an Audible membership.
I'd be mad at you right now, but I did just get it.
You did.
Without you telling me about this.
But see, you can get behind it now that you know.
Oh, you did before this?
Before I even knew anything was happening,
yeah,
I
so
got it.
That's cool. He organically signed up for it, which is even better.
Because I walk to work now.
I know that. You used to bicycle. Now you walksicle.
But he rides to podcasts so he can get hammered.
Like
hammered.
Hammered. You know you can get a BUI.
What, biking under the influence?
Yes. That's a real thing. I'm not making that up.
We'll get deeper into that.
Okay.
As soon as I finish paying the bills
deeper.
Here.
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah, no.
What?
Hang on.
Oh.
Audible.com. Here's what you do. You want to support the show, you get free stuff for supporting the show, everybody. Here's what you do. Go to audibletrial.com/cape and sign up for your free 30-day trial and download a free audiobook. Choose from any of the hundreds of thousands of titles that they have available, everybody. I'm currently listening to Self-Inflicted Wounds by Aisha Tyler, which is a great book, hilarious book. Everybody knows and loves Aisha Tyler, who hosts the Girl on Guy podcast, by the way. Norman, what do you listen to? What was your first Audible selection?
I just began 2 days ago. I'm listening to Outlander.
Was that Outlander?
Outlander.
Are you enjoying
Apparently
it?
Apparently it's hilarious.
It must be. I'm going to check this book
it's
out.
It's a romance novel.
So what? You're sitting here drinking white wine.
Why is that so funny?
Yeah, we're not surprised. You're the one who's surprised, apparently.
So I'm going to work with dead eyes because I'm listening to this romance novel. People look at me like, what is he listening to? Rap? I'm like, no.
Romance.
Love, intrigue.
Nobody believes you're listening to rap, Norman.
A torrid love affair.
The way you sashay down a street, nobody believes you're listening to rap.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You know, it's because soft core rap.
Norman doesn't walk. Norman doesn't walk. Norman glides like he floats.
Yeah.
It's all in the strut. There's no walking involved.
Like he's gliding from cloud to cloud. There's a recommendation right there.
I like that. From cloud to cloud.
No, that's from Miss Congeniality, which that's another book I could recommend. If you're a fan of Michael Caine, you should check out From the Elephant to Hollywood. That's right, the story of Michael Caine, because you could listen to his voice all day long. That's one of the first books I got.
I'm gonna just interject for a second.
Yes.
That was a legit-ass Michael Caine impression.
Thank you very much.
Like, yeah, I don't throw out those kinds of compliments just willy-nilly. That was pretty good,
man. Well, you can't see my mouth right now. I might be queuing it up on the monitor.
I don't think you did. I'm pretty close to you still.
That's true.
Good.
Thanks, man.
I thought it was okay.
Well, nobody asked you.
Don't remember asking what you thought of it, Norman.
Well, you know what's better than okay? Audible.com. So everybody, go to audibletrial.com/cape, get a free audiobook, unless you want to watch the web burn. So.
I hope, by the way, everything we talk about ends with like, and you know what else is great? Audible.com. You find a way to tie everything back into it.
Don't you dare.
That should probably just be the title of the episode.
Audible.com.
Game 43 brought to you by Audible.com.
Right? That's it, man. I like
it. Well, 3 months in, the show's already pandering.
Just
sellouts. Obviously, one of the panelists is getting liquored up as we speak. So biking under the influence is a thing.
It is. It totally is.
Well, a lot of people bike around here.
I know. But if you are biking around and you are smashed and you get pulled over by a cop, they can totally give you a field sobriety test and they can give you a ticket and they can give you a BUI, a biking under the influence.
How much is the ticket?
I have no idea because I've never gotten one.
Well, you're aware of it. You must have.
But that leads me to believe that you can get essentially an anything UI.
You could get like a
skateboarding, an SUI.
A WUI for walking under the influence?
Walking. That's just drunk in public.
What if I'm rollerblades? Well, what is that? Rollerblades.
RUI.
That's
rollerblading under the influence. Obviously.
That's, first of all, nobody should be rollerblading anymore to begin with.
Norman's going to start rollerblading to work.
Rollerblades are fun.
They
are fun.
Rollerblades are fun. You got your rollerblades and your disc man. It's like the most 90s thing you could possibly do.
Don't turn into a cliche, Apollo.
It's a real thing.
What?
I'm John.
You're a ball. You're John. A ball. Sorry.
Damn, man. You're like a half glass of wine in. You're already mixing people up.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
I didn't see you as a person. I just see
he
Apollo.
Was saying in the green room that we all look the same, and now the wine's just making it worse.
Uh-huh. You listen here, Candace.
Yeah.
It's like you're not even close anymore.
All you honkies look the same.
Yeah, right?
And just... Meanwhile, the irony...
Rollerblades.
Drinking white wine.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Because this is something that happened to me fairly recently. I want to know... I don't assume you guys are like this, but who's this asshole? Here's what I mean. I had plans with a friend of mine. We were going to go to lunch, and then we're going to go to the movies. It was like, we're going to meet up at 3 o'clock, catch a movie at 5 or something. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. So, all right, for the sake of not confusing the story, let's say I was getting together with a friend named Rob, not his real name.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, Mike steps into the picture because there's so many Robs and Mikes in the world. Nobody knows. And not the real name, so it's okay. Anyway, suddenly, I get a message from Rob. Oh, Mike wants to hang out with us on Saturday. All right, cool. That's fine. We'll just meet up at 3. Well, he's got to be home by 6. So we're just going to go to the movies at 3:30. Let me ask you this. What kind of asshole needs to... That was very Jersey me, asshole. But what... You heard it. It comes out, especially when I'm angry. Who butts into somebody's plans and then has to make the plans change to suit them?
Typical Mike.
Right.
That's such a Mike
guy's
thing to do.
Mike. Have you guys had something like that where it's just like somebody butts in and now like they want to get in on your plans, but now the plans need to change to accommodate them, thus defeating the purpose of them kind of jumping.
Why do you let them though? That's what he's saying. No.
Well, no, that's why I said, I was like, no,
well,
fuck
he
Mike.
Wasn't invited.
Yeah. Well, I said, if he wants to get in on our plans, he can join us, but I'm not tweaking the plan because now we're not doing what we plan to do. We want to get a bite to eat and catch up and then go to the movies.
He just
wants to see the movie with people instead of by himself, I guess.
By the way, I've never done that. Going to a movie by myself. That's something I've
really?
Never done.
Yeah.
I know a lot
really?
Of people.
Really? It's
have
fun.
Never. I've never done it.
It's kind of therapeutic. Just by yourself.
I don't think I have. As far as quiet, I can remember.
Really?
I've never gone to the movies by myself. Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen more movies with people.
I've gone to restaurants by myself.
But I've seen... Really?
Yeah. Well, I've always like gone... I think, as far as I can think, I've always gone with at least one person.
Like an Applebee's? You mean? You've gone to by yourself?
Like an Applebee's?
Well, no, I'm thinking like a restaurant.
I only go to Applebee's by myself.
Well, I'm not saying you're going to the Ivy by yourself. That's why I want to specify.
No, when traveling.
By myself.
Right. No, when traveling, especially, it's like you go to restaurants by yourself. But yeah, I mean, obviously, sit-down places occasionally, not that often, but mm-hmm. I've done that by myself. But I've never done the movies by myself.
See, I've had people confront me on this because I've gone... actually, it was about a year ago. I went and saw the second Captain America mm-hmm. by myself. Because my friends had already seen it or didn't want to see it. And I couldn't make... I went, I think, opening weekend. And I couldn't get anybody to go. I was like, well, I want to see the movie. Fuck it. I'm going. And I went by myself. And then when I went to work Monday, I mentioned that I saw the movie. It was good. And I just said, you know, yeah, it was good night out. And they're like, oh, so you hung out with a bunch of friends? I said, no, I just went to the movie by myself. And they thought it was the strangest thing.
It's not.
It's not that weird.
Yeah, weirdos.
I mean, do you think it's weird or you just haven't
No, I don't think it's weird. I just don't
You're
do
just
it.
In demand.
You just don't know. There's so many people that have plans and they just want to do these things.
Stupid.
No, I just, I've just never done it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not fun because you're all good in a movie. You don't talk to anybody. You just
I think it's because I want to have somebody to talk to with, like, right after it. Like, I want to walk out of the theater and be like, remember that time when the thing happened with the and the music was crazy?
Remember 22 minutes ago? That was awesome.
How cool was that? Man, if we could just be back 22 minutes ago.
Yeah. I can't wait till that comes on Blu-ray in 5 months.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But to go back to your point, I think it has happened to me at least one or two times where, like, say you have plans with somebody and then somebody interjects and something gets fucked up and then just the whole thing falls through.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, had that not happened, it would have worked out perfectly. I'd be at the studio drinking wine with Norman, but somebody butts in and it's just like, nope.
And yeah, everything falls apart.
Yep.
It's like, well, then what was the point of us letting other people in if they just fucked up the plans?
Yeah.
That's the stuff that annoys me.
And you know what really grinds my gears? I'm totally kidding.
Oh, I thought that was a segue. I'm like, all right, John's coming in with material.
We're gonna get into
it. Like, I got this down.
People listening to it are like, that was a really angry show you guys had.
Yeah, what happened? You guys do usually need a woman in there.
Right? Where's the balance?
There isn't any balance. Which is funny because last week's show was Candace and Lauren, so I was outnumbered. But now it's all dudes.
Yeah, it is.
Technically.
High five, Norman.
Don't touch me.
Right on.
What's on your mind, Norman? What's on your inebriated mind?
Wine.
I've been talking too much.
These horrible stories.
Mine?
Oh, well then, please. Well, then please regale us. Mister, your stories are no good. Please, Father Hubbard, tell us a tale. I dare you.
Come on.
I don't know. Well, it's springtime now. It's Easter time. We're in LA, so now it's getting busy with all these tourists. I feel like we have a unique perspective on tourists right now.
Oh, yes, we do.
Not just being in Californians, but our
day job.
Certain day jobs we have had.
Yes. The industry we work in.
Yes. We work very closely with tourists. And it's funny because we all see a pattern.
Oh, yeah.
As it goes on that most people don't see and we see. And people get angry when you like talk about tourists like they're just here to have a good time. And they're exploring. They're trying to, like, you know, talk to people. But in your opinion, you're like, you're being an asshole.
Yeah. Not every tourist is trying to have a good time.
Well, some tourists. But they're actually, their good time is make sure that other people have a bad time.
Yeah, and I don't get that.
Regardless of who you are, they're like, if you're suffering, I'm having a great time.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
That's my question. In relation to just like, what kind of asshole?
You want hair? Hang on. Do your intro again.
What? You know what really grinds my gears? No, it's that. It's like when
the person kind of who gets in to have a bad time.
But kind of like what he said, like who gets into it to create a bad time for somebody else. It's like...
And then they're satisfied.
Yeah, when you get somebody
like
who like,
off.
For some reason, right? It's their motive to just call into question all of your credibility.
Mm.
Where it's like, I'm going to try to find something that's going to make everybody question your authority and your credibility. It's like, why would you do that? Why is it like, what's your MO? What are you going to get out of it? Besides everybody looking at you being like, that guy's an asshole.
You know what you shouldn't question? Audible.com.
God damn it. God damn it.
Go to audibletrial.com/cape. Get a free audiobook, free 30-day membership, and support the show.
You ruin everything you touch.
No, not at all.
Man, you really called an audible with that segue.
No.
Bam, and he's back in the game. Let's go.
This is why I drink.
Jesus Christ.
Right here, right now.
Why do I keep inviting
you? You've put a pretty healthy dent on that bottle. Dude, that's got to be gone by the time this thing is done.
It's supposed to be.
Good.
Well, then don't let us stand in your way.
You've had a third of the bottle.
Wait, you didn't tell... Hang on a second. You didn't tell a story.
Well, we were getting into it, but someone freaking brought up audible.com.
Because it all relates back to audible.com.
We're having a discussion. You ruined it.
So go ahead. Back to you.
What was he saying?
I don't know. You were drinking.
And
you weren't saying
here
much.
With this idea of Hollywood and LA and what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And this idea of there's two mindsets of I'm here to be a star. You're like, you're an idiot. I'm gonna watch you get crushed by Hollywood. I'm gonna enjoy myself.
Oh, so you are that asshole.
I'm not questioning you. I'm just like saying you're here to become like famous, but you don't understand the process. You just see the glitz and glamour, expect that's all it is, and there's a hooker over there, and you're like, no, it's gross.
Because on that note, the days of being discovered in a coffee shop don't exist anymore.
Oh, definitely.
That's
a bygone era.
That doesn't happen. Where it's like walking to the street, you'd be perfect in my movie. It's not the 50s anymore. You don't get discovered like
that's
that.
There's no off the bus story. Probably the last one that people could say showed up and actually had a steady gig shortly thereafter. Probably the last example of that may have been Ashton Kutcher, but he still had to be better than the other 48
guys.
That
was years
ago. That's probably the last
example.
He was
a model first. I'm
saying coming to LA, pursue a career, and actually getting something shortly thereafter. Right. That's probably the last story I can think of someone who actually popped.
I think Jessica Biel did the same thing. I think Jessica Biel was like more or less like an overnight success. Mm-hmm. But who's the most recent person that you can think of?
Yeah, those are both
like
from
you
the
said,
90s.
Like off the bus.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen anymore.
No, not at all.
For the one out of a million people, like that one person that has overnight success, the other 999,990, they all have to work their way up.
Yeah.
Like you have to crawl.
Some of them are in
the
trenches,
man.
Yes. Some of them are in the room, reduced to.
But unfortunately, there's people
drunk on podcasts
that realize that, you know, you just can't dream anymore. You just can't dream. You get broken down. It's not a bad thing necessarily because you learn the ins and outs of the industry in LA. But you get broken down for a reason.
Well, the other thing, and here's the thing, people
don't see audible.com.
No. But now that you brought it up, audibletrial.com/cape. Get yourself a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook download. Everybody thinks I'm joking. I'm
so happy that this has been going
sign
on.
Up.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I was waiting for my end to do that while you're talking about this. Like, this is, yeah, and you know, I actually found some really good reading material at audible.com.
Fascinating audiobook.
Yeah.
True tales of
But audio. The other thing that I think is a big illusion is that I think people come to Hollywood expecting Hollywood to be something, and it's like Hollywood, as you see in the movies, is not Hollywood in real life.
It's hidden away.
It is.
Yeah.
Hollywood doesn't happen in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Hollywood isn't where anything's going on.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about a couple weeks ago, like nobody hangs out in Hollywood. Like we were saying, like we don't go into Hollywood. We're like, you know, we shoot guys for after show. Let's go to Hollywood. Like it never happens. Never happens. We grab wine and go to Norman's, watch him get drunk and laugh.
That is
most
not true.
Of the time.
Doesn't that happen?
Because it's hilarious.
I mean, we're getting an early start tonight because it's happening on the air. But on the average week, not so much. No, but nobody goes, like people see the paparazzi photographing stars coming out of clubs and stuff and they assume like, that's what's going on in every corner. Not really.
Not really. I feel like 80% of the time they're catching these people like walking out of dinner, like walking out of a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
That's what there is to do in Hollywood. Get some drinks, go get some food, go do something else outside.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Go leave Hollywood.
And that makes me mad too when people come to Hollywood expecting every celebrity to be as nice as possible to them.
Oh man.
Where in reality, they hate you. They hate you so much. Get out of their faces.
There's two ways that can go. One, people get so like around when they see somebody, and you, as we've all worked at production companies, studios, etc., and we have seen people who have been in proximity with recognizable celebrities. There are people who freak out, and I couldn't imagine being on the receiving end of that. Especially when someone's going, like about you, that's got to be weird.
Yes,
no matter
you
how
you're on The Walking Dead.
Okay,
and
maybe.
A zombie's coming at you.
But that's fiction, and we're talking about real Hollywood life.
It's the same that they're zombies like going at people, like going, I must have you.
It's pretty tough to deal with, guys. It's.
Norman always runs up to people saying, I must have you.
Yep.
All the time. Anyway.
The only thing I have to have is audible.com.
God damn, you can do it.
Too soon. You got to stagger it out, man. We got another 35 minutes.
That's at least 12 more drops.
I think so.
But people should come to Hollywood, though, thinking, you know, it's all glam and glitz and everyone doesn't just love you.
Yeah, no.
Well, no, here's a dark way to think about it, though. But
here's the big thing. Nobody's looking for you. Nobody's waiting for you.
Are you talking about me right now, Chris Abala?
No. Well, because you came out here, yes.
Everybody, Norman.
But that's the misconception. Yeah. Like when I get there, no, nobody's looking for you. Nobody's waiting for you. You kind of have to establish your own beachhead and go from there. I mean, that's even where, frankly, something like this comes from. I like doing the show. I like creating content. This is fun for me. And you guys like doing it. So we're doing it. But it's also a steady kind of perpetual
project.
But
people also forget
on.
There's always an element of work to it.
You have to put your back
into
it.
And then they come here thinking there's no work.
What? Never mind.
I like
if you
it.
Missed it, thank you.
Shut up.
I would throw this on you, but no, I want to drink it.
People aren't prepared to work. People come out expecting they're going to party their way to the time, and it doesn't happen. You don't fall into...
It does happen. It does happen, but it's sad.
Yeah, but nobody ends up with a career like... Trying to think of somebody who let's Madonna because she's kind of everywhere now. Like you're not Madonna by accident. You're Madonna because you
she
work and
it.
Work and
yeah,
work.
She worked.
That's how you sustain a career like that. You could be Tila Tequila and people will talk about you for three months and then
that's the thing. If you come into it overnight, that's how quickly it could also potentially end for you.
Yes.
They don't know how to sustain it. And build and you build a following and a career, they last forever because they've established themselves. But overnight successes. Also, for the most part, typically speaking, end overnight.
Yeah. Oh,
but
absolutely.
That's what happens.
They cling to one particular image.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Yeah. Well, it's also the satisfaction of, oh, this is how I got here. I'm just going to ride this wave out, and that's it. And that's it doesn't work out.
5 minutes of fame is becoming more of an aggressive thing. That's what people want now.
Well, people just want fame for any period of time at all. I mean, just for a short burst, that's fine. They're happy with that.
But then they're miserable for the rest of their lives. That's awful.
Well, that's if that's what your goal is and it's that hollow, then that's their fault.
It's like, you know what, man? I got my 5 minutes. I'm good.
Yeah. Somebody's just kicking back.
It's like
the beach.
Walking in the woods alone. You just never come back. I'm done.
For those 5 minutes, things were awesome.
Now it's over.
Yep.
And my startup, I've achieved everything I wanted to.
I'm good to retire. I'm good.
I'm just going to leave my car at the red light and just walk to the beach.
That's it. Just walk into the water.
Happen.
If anyone out there is listening, if you come to LA, number one, it's gross. No, it's gross. There are nice parts. There are nice parts.
Anywhere, it's going to be gross.
You guys have primarily lived here, though. As somebody who came here voluntarily, it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
It's not in terms of, like, you know, getting shot in the middle of the street by a gang.
No. Well, no, I just mean in general. Like, it's got good and bad parts like any town USA.
It's true. It's totally true. I love LA. I love it here. I just, the thing is, like,
it's fun.
Things
it's
have
great.
Changed. Things have totally changed. Like, my mom is from Hollywood. Like, my mom, we're talking Hollywood High School class of 1966. Like,
oh, wow.
She's from here. And she didn't go to Hollywood for years because my parents moved out. They moved to Ventura County. So it's like, they're out of that immediate area. And we went to Hollywood not too long ago, and she came with us. And even, dude, just walking down... like Hollywood Boulevard. She was like, this is not Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not what it used to be. And that's after having been out of it for a long time and coming back being like, this isn't Hollywood.
Yeah. You know what? It was weird for me. Norman and I went to, we actually had a really nice day. I went to Amoeba for a few hours and went to Amoeba Music in Hollywood. Famous.
It wasn't a date, store. Okay, John? It wasn't a date?
John wasn't.
I think it's
don't be jealous. Don't be jealous,
anything.
John.
Personally, I think you work very well together. But that's just my
I'd agree with that. This tender moment brought to you by Audible.com. So you're welcome, John.
That was great.
If I lose them because of them, beating this dead horse,
right?
Beating the shit out of this dead horse. Anyway, just because in June of 2004 was the first time I came out here to visit. So Norm and I were driving around in June of 2014, and I realized how much stuff has changed just in the 10 years. Los Angeles has been a part of my life between living here and shuttling back and forth between Los Angeles and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about the changes. I mean, 10 years is a chunk of time, especially for what was at the time 32. Still a huge portion of my life. But to think, wow, in 10 years, everything's evolved so much in a city. Like, I've seen the town I grew up in deteriorate and build up in different aspects. But... you know, that's also a small town in New Jersey. It's different when you see a city kind of evolve to just get bigger and more grandiose and just have the whole vibe change, which it has. Norman has just emptied the last of his bottle of wine into his glass, everybody.
That was the hottest pour I've ever seen. That was great.
Where do you see him drink it? Where do you see that last little gurgle?
I was giving you, that's Foley.
I just want to apologize to everybody who's driving and listening to the show. I want to apologize if you're listening to this on your smartphone or mobile device. Please pull over, get your laughs out of the way, get back on the road. We apologize.
I might do that every time he goes to drink now, by the way. Anyways, continue.
No promises. All right, I have a question.
Yep.
Similarly, because Norman's here going at that glass of wine like it's tonight's it. He's going to the electric chair. What is your kind of go-to food or beverage when you guys are stressed? Because I realized because of the job I've been working for the bulk of the last year, which is in an office, which I've never had a sedentary job in my life. But there are times, maybe it's from also being sedentary, where I think I get, since I'm so used to being on my feet and running around from various jobs I've had over the years, this is different for me. And I think I get maybe a little more, I might be a little more impressionable. There's a vending machine in the building. And sugar is my go-to, is the short version. But lately I found myself popping a dollar into the machine and getting some Pop-Tarts. I don't think I've ever bought a box of Pop-Tarts in my life. I don't need Pop-Tarts. I don't need that 400 calories of deliciousness. But I've been getting Pop-Tarts out of the vending machine probably 3 times a week.
Okay.
And just because I'm like, I need something sweet right now. Why not? Get some Pop-Tarts.
Wait, what's the question?
What's your go-to food? Like my
like it's like stress or just like, you know, I want
just in
this.
General, my dietary guilty pleasure is sugar. So immediately I'm just like, I need something sweet or I'm going to grab, I drink soda if I'm out, but I don't like buy soda and keep it in the house or anything. But what's your go-to like food when you're stressed, when you need something? Obviously it could be white wine.
For me, it's the process, not the food itself.
Really?
So if I'm stressed, I'll take a chunk of time out of my day and I'll cook a nice meal for like 2 hours and I'll sit there and eat it with a nice movie.
That's not a show.
The
cooking process, like it's a stress
it
reliever.
It decompresses you.
And then when you're relaxed, you're like, I can now enjoy this food. It's delicious. Wow, then have a glass of wine.
That's very, very balanced. I don't have that kind of discipline.
Wow.
I applaud. That's the first intelligent thing you've said this entire show.
What the hell? You need to have a show called like Cathartic Cooking with Norman.
I think this needs to be recurring. I think it's like Norman's Drunken Kitchen, like that chick. I can't remember her name. Chick just drunk, My Drunk Kitchen, is it, on YouTube?
I don't know.
I forget her name.
Hart. Hannah Hart?
I have never seen it.
Is it Hannah Hart?
In Mission Control, they're telling me it's Hannah Hart.
Okay. Yeah, it's Hannah Hart, right?
Norman needs one.
It's My Drunk Kitchen by Hannah
Norman's
Hart.
Wine Swilling Gay Kitchen. That's what it's going to be
That's
called.
That's awful.
That's a great name.
That's awful. Stop it. But yeah.
In the kitchen and other things.
Like to like, Norman. You know, pick a meal, like 3 sides and like a starch.
All right, we got your answer. John, not about you.
Fuck you guys.
Go-to drink easily, Jameson. Just easily.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I don't even hesitate. Like sometimes, dude, I will walk in the door and like before my bags are barely down and I'm already pouring a glass. He's like, yes, this is going to be great. And it is every time.
Well,
it's always great.
That's why it's a go-to.
Yeah. Go-to drink is for sure Jameson. No question asked. Go-to food. That's a really good question.
By the way, I'm not encouraging anybody to run to alcohol like in a stressful moment. I'm just curious what everybody turns to. Like,
but
for
I mean,
me,
it's like you do
sugary drink, sugary snack. Is
I can't
me.
Speak for everybody, obviously, sure. But for myself, sure. It's like yeah, you definitely like. I hit the age where a cocktail is like a relaxing thing. It's like man, a drink sounds great right now.
Yeah,
I
get what you're saying.
I'm not saying like right now, but in those kind of situations,
well, when somebody's just sucked up a bottle right of Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah,
in
you made it look
you.
Pretty attractive, Norman. So thank you for that.
I didn't think he was going to drink the whole fucking bottle. I thought he was going to pour a glass.
You questioned me?
Nurse it. I know you have the capacity.
He pulls out a second bottle. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's what the palate jack was for. Now I get it.
I'm huge. I can handle an entire bottle of wine by myself.
I've partied with you, Norman. I know you can handle it. It's not a question of... holy shit. You don't remember. That's how bad it is.
What?
It's happened a bunch of times. You and I have hung
so
out.
So clearly you don't remember the time we partied.
Yeah.
We have never partied together.
Damn it, he got me. We never partied. I'm totally going to catch you.
I think this is it. I think this is the party.
You're
pretty sure this is the first time. Yeah, it's party.
Go-to food, I don't have a sweet tooth, really. Like, if somebody, like, makes something, it's like, sure, I'll have a cookie. Mm-hmm. But I never seek them out. I don't seek out sweets
What about a tart?
A Pop-Tart?
No, it's just a tart.
No, just a tart. No, who
a
doesn't?
A tart?
With, like, the jam, you know? A tart.
You know,
a tart.
A tart,
yeah. Like strawberry.
Can you say the rest? You do the rest of the show in that voice.
I kind of we'll hushed, just talk about and pastries tones. And sweets. I think my go-to...
You know what else is sweet? Audible.com.
Audible.com.
All right, that's enough.
I don't know if I have a go-to food. I'm kind of all over the map. I don't think I really...
There's not something you're like, man, like something you get a repeated craving for. Or so you're driving along, you're like, you know, would really make hit the spot right now, a bacon cheeseburger or something.
Don't you say vagina? Did you dare God say vagina? Damn.
That always hits the spot.
I'm like, oh, Jamie's in a good vagina. Well, that sounds great right now.
Yeah, the manliest thing ever. No, yeah, you know what? Let's call it a burger. That's,
yeah.
No, I take it back. Pizza, because it's pizza. Easy and it's always good. And I don't think I'm ever in a mood where like pizza doesn't sound good. Pizza always sounds good.
Okay. That qualifies. That's kind of what I was going for.
It does not.
I didn't ask you.
Yeah. This is very subjective, Norman, so don't mind. Speaking of which, by the way, breaking news, Candace is not going to make it. She is unfortunately held up. So sausage fest here tonight.
Candace, if you can hear me, bitch.
More like can't diss.
Yeah, we've...
Have I done that one?
You ruined it.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, it's a hit.
It was good enough greatest, to do two times.
It's the greatest so bit. Angry right now. I'm going to drink all this wine.
Wait, I'll do another one.
Yeah, because he wasn't
going to. I'll do
already.
Another one.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
In the meantime, we'll fill the air.
You guys go. Hang on.
Okay. What? Do you have a guilty pleasure, Norman? Something you're willing to admit on air? Something that you're just like, I'm kind of ashamed of this, but I'm really into something. John, you got to work on this one, too. We're just killing time while you're
vagina.
Cooking. Yes. That'd be amazing. That's
like
what Norman's saying.
It, like to look at it?
Not
like
often.
To, like, you know, talk to it sometimes.
Sometimes.
My guilty pleasure.
Anime.
You're shameless. You love anime. That's
love
not guilty. That's not guilty.
Ever.
Something that you'd be reluctant to maybe admit.
I just have to say, like, so you're an anime fan?
I am.
All right. I don't watch anime, but I was recently introduced to Attack on Titan, and it's one of the coolest shows I've ever seen in my
best.
Life.
I binge watched it the entire thing. It's so
phenomenal.
Great. It's horrifying.
My brother introduced me to
horrifying.
It's terrifying and super amazing
it's their,
all at the same time.
Their expressions, their face that you're like, I can't get away from this.
It's great. Yeah.
Trying to set
it's
the mood.
It's super scary.
Go ahead.
Imagine humanoid creatures, no genitals.
Wait a minute.
I can't do it.
Is that Attack on Titan?
Yes.
They don't have genitals?
It's a real thing.
It's sounds horrible.
It's hard to explain. It's hard. All I can tell you is
no,
I'm not an anime guy. Attack on Titan is
it's
one of the
one
most
of the best.
Unique and interesting
it
things
is.
I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
I've tried anime and I can't get into it.
It's so good. The thing is, people, I get really sad because anime, it has the capability to tell a really good story. It's just animated.
Right.
That's it. And people can't get across that concept. Like, it's a cartoon, like, but it's more than that.
And it's very dialogue heavy as well. Because
it
like when it translates in English, it's like the wordiest stuff you can possibly imagine.
Well, that's the interesting thing. And that's the reason I think some people can't get into it. Because anime is always written with the intention of it being anime. It's not like... This is a really good script. We should make it let's send it over to Japan and make it a cartoon. That doesn't have, like, anime is a genre in itself. Like, the same way someone write a horror film and it's just like, all right, this is going to be a horror film. We're going to shoot it as a found footage kind of cheap ass thing. Anime is just its own thing.
It's
written and everything
it's
with
its own
that
writing
mind.
Style. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
like, everything
it's
is really over the top and, like, eccentric, but.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't make a live action version of the Majora. Like, they're going to do a Ghost in the Shell. But otherwise,
I don't know. I'm excited and horrified.
Really?
That and Akira.
Are they making a live action Akira?
They're trying to.
I have to catch up on those things. I haven't seen Akira.
I don't know.
I saw Afro Samurai. That was good.
Shut up.
You know what? I saw the beginning of an episode of High School of the Dead, and that seemed pretty entertaining.
High School of the Dead.
I think it's called High School of the Dead. Maybe I'm wrong. It's like zombies invading a high school or something.
Wait a minute. With those girls? It's like really pretty animation.
I think.
And it's like,
this is like three regular. Or 4 years ago. I might even be getting the name wrong.
It's not good.
Oh. I did try Cowboy Bebop. A friend of mine was like, you have to check this out.
Oh, it's the best.
I couldn't get into it. I love the music.
Just crying.
The music was great.
Oh,
but I can't.
The entire soundtrack's amazing. It's so good. It's one of the best.
No genitals. Humanoid creatures.
Wait. You were asking a question like 10 minutes ago.
Guilty
what
pleasure.
Was it?
Guilty pleasure.
Norman is anime.
All right, I have something.
I mean, most people like feel ashamed about like watching anime, but I, as a grown up, I'm like, I don't I should be ashamed about like I like this.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just not into it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, like, as much as I haven't felt like I don't drink wine either, but I'm not like fucking wine.
Don't?
It's gross. No, I don't drink much in the first place.
You
but
piece
I just
of shit.
Well, I just don't have a taste for wine for whatever reason. That could change over time because everyone I know, kind of like with anime or with a lot of things, I'd say I'll even lump the way craft beer is taken off. I'll even lump it in that same category where someone's like, you know what, I tried you're like, I tried this one Sauvignon Blanc and it was great. Ever since then, I've been into wine. So there is that. So it may happen one day, but as of now, I just don't have the
you
taste
just haven't, you just haven't met the one yet, Chris.
But no, the thing is, it's not, because wine at first doesn't taste like wine. I actually hated wine.
I would never know that, judging by the results.
Friend's mom forced me.
That's no chance.
I had peer pressure from my friend's mom.
She forced him into a couple of things.
She was stop. She was like, you want some wine? I'm like, no, I don't like it. She's like, that's weird. You should have some wine. I'm like, no, I don't want any wine. She's like, no. It's good. I'm like, please don't. She's like, I'm pouring some wine. I'm like, oh, no.
I think she was trying to turn you on to two things.
Yeah, right.
That sounds like an incredible. If you're, let's say you're 19, mm-hmm. John, go with me on this. That seems like a pretty sweet fantasy, depending on the mom.
Totally. I'm now picturing it in my head, her being like, all right, yeah, Norma, just take a sip. All right, now take off your shirt. All right.
I was in my 20s. I was like 22. Yeah.
Oh, so you were of age?
I was of age.
Doesn't matter. She could not have picked up on your
demeanor. She was funny, though. She forced me, though. And after that, I was like, wine's delicious.
For this.
You turned into an incredible Hulk.
And now he takes wine back.
Oh, it is delicious. Now you can type a lot of wine and be like, I'm good. It's fine.
All right. Whatever, and he's like, okay, so what are we drinking?
It's been years. Yeah.
Sip some of that wine right now. Show us how it's done.
I feel like you've asked me a question three times now.
Chris, what's your guilty pleasure?
Well, no, let me give an example.
Don't say vagina. Don't say vagina.
That's some shit. Not guilty. Doesn't have quite the same effect. Although you guys laughed harder at me, which I'm wondering why, because making that joke about Norman, totally different. Here's something I can't explain. Hate disco music. Totally hate disco. Nothing good about it. Except Dancing Queen by ABBA. Love that song. Can't explain why.
That's
just
it?
Just that one song. Well, that's I'm saying...
well, it's one song from ABBA.
Not above everything. I'm just saying as an example. Hate disco. For some reason, that song, I hesitate admitting it, but I like that
Apollo.
Song.
I don't know what it is. I think it's because
everyone loves ABBA.
It's a fantastic song, Chris.
That's not a guilty pleasure.
It is.
Everyone
for me.
Loves ABBA.
No, they don't.
They'll say to your face, I hate ABBA. They go home and curb into a little ball.
Yeah, but you like to dance.
Press play.
So it makes sense that you would like disco. I don't like disco because I don't like to dance.
Shut up, Apollo.
He's got you there.
Fail.
So what's yours? You must have one.
Didn't it tell you?
No. Anime.
You're not. That's not a guilty pleasure. That's not something you try to like. You don't admit to.
Well, I used not to.
He's not going to shout it from a rooftop like, I don't.
I don't mean like that.
But if you got,
speak more Japanese, please.
That was great.
With your inflection, I'm a big fan of it.
God, no.
Come on, give us a little.
That's a thing. But as like you know me, I don't care what people think about me anymore.
Well, you are.
I'm turning 30 like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you are.
Fuck you guys.
What?
Come watch everybody want to.
I'm older than you. It doesn't bother me. John's the one who's just like, I got this.
What are you talking about? I'm older than you.
But it's like I can't think of anything else that I enjoy that I want to hide from people, because now I'm like, I don't care what you guys think about me anymore. I'm gonna watch this.
I think it's a legitimate answer. I do.
It is. Okay, because there is a general downward look on anime.
Right. Okay.
Not so much in LA anymore. It's actually grown in LA, but a lot of people are like, it's just a cartoon. You're like,
rewind a few years ago and anime was kind of like, dude, you're into anime. Like, that's, I can see what you're saying.
You need to fight for it. You're like, you don't understand. It's so great.
Right. I'll give you that. I totally will. My guilty pleasure is easy.
What is that?
Don't say vagina.
Audible.com. Yes. I was waiting, dude.
Nicely done.
It was a setup.
Audibletrial.com/cape.
Let me see.
Do you have one?
Candace, I miss you.
I'm trying to think. Guilty pleasure. Something that I do or that I like that I wouldn't shout from the rooftop.
Is it fisting?
Just everybody goes into that.
At this point, just go with it. Norman, can you chug that in one go without taking a breath?
Why would I do that? It's wine.
I'm just...
Because it would be awesome?
Because we got...
We have 10 minutes left.
All the more reason. The clock's ticking. Let's go.
I'm going to sip this for 10 minutes.
That's exactly what I wasn't hoping for.
I'm thinking, man.
If people are listening, they're going to take that really out of context. There's nothing that jumps out? Nothing.
Guilty pleasure. Nothing that jumps out. Mm-hmm. Maybe some things that you wouldn't necessarily assume.
Okay,
like,
something we wouldn't expect from
like,
John Carunas.
Like kind of like your apathy. Like rollerblading? Like, I don't like disco music, but what?
Like rollerblading?
No. With my disc, man? Yeah, man. Told you.
Like that. Something we wouldn't assume.
I'm a big fan of gangster rap.
That's just weird.
We're in LA. It's fine. I mean,
for him.
Fine.
But I mean, it's nothing that you would necessarily look at me like, oh, you like this. And I'm not talking like Kanye West and Jay-Z.
No, that's not gangster.
No, like Gangstar, Nas. I like that kind of stuff.
Like stuff you listen to.
That doesn't surprise me at all, though.
On your Discman, ride around on your rollerblades. I love Tribe Called Quest.
And I love funk music. Like, one of my favorite things to do on the weekend is when I wake up on Saturday morning, put James Brown radio on Pandora.
Just jack off.
It's, dude.
Just like in the morning, just like, you know, James Brown.
Just back
like,
to back to back.
Yeah.
Because it's like, get up. And then I'm like, I'm doing it, James. Your music is speaking to me.
Norm,
so there's also that. I don't know. And food. That's, dude, I love to
I
eat.
Wouldn't, well, that's, you're alive. You
but
should
like,
love
but
to
I'm
eat.
A bottomless pit. The thing is that, like, I will continue
fuck
eating
you.
Until I have to tell myself, like, dude, you don't need any more food.
Look at this stupid skinny body.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's not that skinny.
Shut up.
It's not as skinny as you think.
What's fat about you? Your hair?
Oh, damn it. Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, it's... You could have said worse.
No, but I have to cut myself off. Like, I don't really get full. I have to tell myself, like, you don't
food
need
now.
To. God damn it, Norman. Anyways, eating.
Gotcha.
Absurd amounts of food.
All right, so, Norman, what do you listen to?
That's it? That's your guilty pleasure?
I don't know.
These are stupid answers.
I said nothing comes to mind.
This is stupid.
No, there's stupid questions. It's on me.
Go.
Okay, we'll get more interesting. Norman, what do you listen to when you jack off?
Romantic novel.
Sweet voice.
Yeah.
It's just me.
I think you're going to loop that, him
who
doing that anime
like,
voice.
Who likes sets of music like, oh, it's time for some good jack off music right
candles.
Now?
Who's the one who's just talking about? You set the mood.
Like, oh,
I spent
shit.
2 hours cooking.
It's like Ghost.
And I'm imagining you setting the scene for yourself, putting the music on, dimming the lights, and lighting the candles, and like just sitting down on the bed and just saying to yourself, like,
is there pottery
this is
going to
be
like,
fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
There God, few, I am so turned on by myself right now.
I bet he is. There are few people who love themselves as much as Norman does.
So I am not that full of myself, actually.
Really?
Not,
it doesn't show.
Don't you can't even say without
I'm
laughing.
I'm a monster.
You started laughing.
I am
laughing.
Not that full of myself.
Whatever. Chris, guilty pleasure, what is it? It's your ABBA song?
Well, that's something that comes to mind, like offhand that okay. people
that was a stupid answer.
No.
Pick another one.
No, I'm trying to think of what another guilty
Make
pleasure
Make it good.
Hmm.
Like real good.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
it better be good.
Are there any?
And don't say audible.com.
That's already been used.
You were both thinking about it. It's on your eyes.
What? They're a great sponsor.
Shut up.
They are a great sponsor.
So answer the question.
I'm pretty shameless about being addicted to caffeine. That's nothing new. I'm trying to think of anything.
I'm right there with you.
We're in LA.
I'm not a soda drinker. Like, I don't. I have maybe like a soda a month. Mm. And other than that, it's like, it's coffee, dude.
Yeah.
Coffee is what time it is for me.
I don't drink coffee.
You don't
drink it at all.
Alcohol is your only drug.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious. Like, you don't partake in any drugs. You don't
see the point.
Smoke cigarettes. You
don't see the point at all for drugs or smoking.
I don't know. I haven't done it. So that's.
Or you can have a nice glass of wine, have a good buzz, and wake up the next morning fresh and. Fine.
And then realize
wonderful.
You spent an hour embarrassing yourself
and
on a podcast.
It's cheaper, okay? It's cheaper.
No, it depends on what you buy.
Actually, John has a point. Meth is down these days.
The meth, guys, now
you
is the time to invest
Jones
in the meth market.
Over there.
It's a buyer's market out there.
Wait, no. Chris Ball, we have 5 minutes left. Answer the question.
I'm trying to think of something else that would be a guilty pleasure. I was thinking superficial stuff like a song. I'm just like, that's totally outside because I bashed disco.
That's stupid.
I'm trying to think. Well, fill the time. Talk to John about something.
You know what I love, but no one seems to like a lot? I love Bjork.
Bjork. You know, I don't think I've ever heard a Bjork song from beginning to end.
Are you lucky serious? Man,
because you I'm shut serious. It off.
I've had days of Bjork where I'll just listen to her on day's end. I fucking love Bjork.
That's awful.
I've seen it. I can't wait she comes back to the concert.
Look at how excited he's getting.
You love
really
the Bjork.
Is.
I love freaking Bjork.
When we went to Amoeba, he was beyond excited that he found this Bjork CD that came with like a bonus DVD. You should have. And Norman excited
us. That's freaking love Bjork. Screw you guys. That's she's fine. Amazing.
I've heard weirder things.
From Norman?
Is it about
probably.
Guilty pleasure.
Is it your story about freaking
roofies?
Roofies again. Is that what you're talking about right now?
No, who's are we, even going in right that now? Direction?
It was horrible. It was a horrible. I apologize on John's behalf for that story about roofies and nothing happened.
Thanks, Norman.
Whatever. Well, personally, I refuse to apologize about audible.com.
God damn it. Answer the question, John. Wait.
I'm over here. Damn.
Hey.
Wait, do we all What's look the same on? To you, Norman?
You barely right now, you do.
Like, I'm wearing a Cheap Trick t-shirt. He's wearing a pattern button down. He's got facial hair. I don't.
You're both wearing awful shirts.
Thank you.
Yeah, my shirt I'll has, take a, that. Has a wing.
What is that? Turn toward the camera so everybody sees. Do a little pretty. Turn for that. Yeah, my shirt's not pretty.
Yeah. He's wearing know. What?
My shirt's not pretty. It's rugged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris, answer the question.
I'm trying to think of a guilty pleasure.
It's been like 5 minutes. You had the counter right there. We answered pretty fast. I actually gave you 3, and what if you give me nothing?
You just kind of went around in circles about like, I love this, I love that, I love that too.
You told us to talk. No, answer the question.
I'm having a hard time thinking of something that would be significant. Jeez. Because I don't know.
It's so bad he doesn't even want to say it.
That's no, right. I...
Is it a kind of porn?
No.
Just standard, regular porn.
Yeah, just any porn will do. While we're being honest. But I'm not embarrassed about porn. We all watch porn, especially Norman.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen porn. I'm not going to lie about that.
What? Wait a minute. So you have like an internet connection at home then?
What are you talking about? What? Answer the question.
Fine, let's go with porn is my guilty pleasure.
No,
let's go with
no,
that.
No. No.
You were coerced into that answer.
You pick another one.
The clock is ticking.
Really, yeah, you guys... Wow, I didn't expect I was going to get put on the spot.
You're the leader here right now.
I am, and now you guys have turned the tables on me.
And we're all right now judging.
Maybe we should leave it on a cliffhanger.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next month.
We're nicely... I would like to take a moment to commend Norman on drinking that entire bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Well
done,
sir.
You may have thrown an entire... 750 milliliters.
I'm 6'1". I weigh over 200 pounds.
Non-alcoholic. I'm kidding. I totally got you.
We've been fleeced.
Typical Norman.
I can't believe it.
We've been fleeced.
Answer the question.
We're over it. I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't really think of anything.
Quit dwelling on it, Norman.
I want to know.
I don't know if there is anything. I do like a good...
I'm going to be back next week. If you don't have an answer for that,
you are going to be back next week. I should say, Norman and I are doing a one-on-one next week. And a podcast. That's right.
A one-on-one.
Well, here, John, let me just say, because I said to him a few weeks ago, and his birthday's coming up, so I'm giving him an hour devoted to him, because he loves himself.
I don't.
I said, you and Candace have each done the show just one-on-one with me, talking about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me some pointers.
And nothing. You've been on the show with me. You know how it goes. We've met.
I take a roofie. I lay down. I black out.
And nothing will happen, according to John. Yeah. So it's going to be fucking boring.
And it's the most anticlimactic story of all time.
That, I think, is what the takeaway. Next week's going to be anticlimactic. It's going to be Norman and I next week. It's going to be fun.
It's like a roofie story.
I'm excited for you guys.
There's not going to be. I don't have any roofie stories.
You have to have guilty pleasure by then.
You better think about it.
And you have to bring another bottle of wine. And I have to sit at home and listen to it.
And you, listening to this or watching this on YouTube, need to sign up for audible.com.
Is John has to call in next week, then.
He can't make it.
He's no, call, he call. Has to call
you
in.
You can call in.
He has to call in.
John's calling in. Just for the guilty pleasure or because bother. You want to get in on the show? Like, just for that? Or do you want to just
don't
be a phone-in
jack
guest?
Off and call in. just call
Please
in.
Have James Brown blaring in the background. Call
please. I'm doing it.
I request Sex Machine.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what I can do.
Please make it happen. We should be giving away bits for the show. This is kind of... The whole point is for it to be a surprise. Next week's going to... Well, it's going to be great anyway, but...
Of course.
Yeah, we definitely. You need to call in.
Yeah,
and we'll go over this. I am going to think about it because I don't know if I have anything that's a serious kind of
get to work,
pleasure.
Man.
I probably should have come in with something since I asked you guys about
it. You're going to have to keep note of all of the things that you do over the next couple of days and be like, wow, what I'm doing right now is really shady. This is my guilty pleasure.
It's shameful.
Shameful.
Okay.
Deal. Anything that you wouldn't want on the front of the newspaper, Chris.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to have to think about that. Yeah. See, that's good. I have a project. And we have a cliffhanger. All the
there
more reason people need to tune in next week.
People be like, what was it?
Yeah. Everyone's like, I need to know.
What did he not put on his newspaper?
What is he trying to keep out of the papers?
Right?
That's what everybody wants to know.
Censorship, apparently. Man.
No. It's the internet. We tell the truth here.
That's right.
It's all about truth.
We do the show for the people.
That's right. We speak on behalf of the people. All different people. But that's why. We are the most dramatic show right now at audible.com. You can sign up for... Oh, hang on a second. Michael Caine doing an anime. Did the air pull this off?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Will I redeem myself for it?
Go.
No.
I met Yahurishi in Little Tokyo. He told me about his father. And how he was out for revenge. And I told him I could not help him. I said, you're on your own. If you're going to go out for revenge, you better dig two graves.
I can't beat that. Sorry.
That was Helen
Bad. If Candace was here, she could have judged my
what
improv.
What was the name? Yahurishi?
I have no fucking idea.
Yahurishi.
It's just a super insensitive name, I guess.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I just picked a name that sounded like it would come out of an anime.
You've offended so many people.
I'm watching anime right now. The main character's name is Aaron.
Well, that's the American version.
Shame
that's
on you, dude. Yahurishi. Yamamoto. Like, dude. Anyways.
Well, I would have said like Yoshi or something like totally generic, but I didn't think that was going to work.
Oh, that was great.
Glad you like my Michael. Do you want me to do your outgoing voicemails, Michael Caine?
That'd be great. Please.
I'd do it. Actually, I was supposed to do your voicemails, Liam Neeson. We talked about it.
We did. Ew, when?
We didn't have... Oh, this was a year and a half ago or so when John and I met.
In bed together when you woke up after that one night?
It was... Well, you know what it
glorious
was?
Glorious drinking. Where did you meet him? It was...
That's how we meet all my guests.
All the whiskey?
It's like, hey, John, you like Jameson?
Like,
hey,
yes.
Stranger.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Jameson, you like James Brown? Follow me.
You should come over.
I just left a trail of shot glasses leading up to my apartment door.
Ooh, a shot of Jameson.
Ooh, a shot of Jameson. Jameson.
Ooh, a shot of Jameson.
Is that romantic? Instead of having like...
Great. Now you get interesting when we're about to
like
end.
A door, like have shots.
Dude, that would be the way to my heart.
I'm like, oh shit.
Just so everybody knows.
If anybody ever wants to propose to me, that's how you get me there.
Shots of Jameson.
Sure, it's in my room. Oh my God, they left me a trail of Jameson shots. So, how did she ask?
I woke up, I had a ring on. I didn't question it.
That's actually perfect, actually.
Someone else put on the Jameson.
Oh my God.
Because by the time you get there, it's like you're loose, you're ready to go. So they'd be like, hey, you want to do this? I'd be like, yes, I do. That's how I want it to go down, man. That's the most beautiful. That's poetic.
You think?
Yes.
Jameson.
The romance, the secret diary of an inebriant.
Written by yours truly.
Yes. I like it.
Good.
I think we should make that happen.
I do not like it.
In the meantime, first of all, tune in next week, everybody. And subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can also find it on Stitcher Radio. On the app on your mobile device. And always at the home at chrisabala.com. You can follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And like the show on Facebook. Look for Chris Abala's podcast experiment. And one last time, you absolutely need to sign up for audible.com. audibletrial.com/cape. Support the show. Show us a little love because we're here to give you quality entertainment, highbrow entertainment like this.
The highest brow.
Isn't it? That's right. And maybe if you all want to see more of this, maybe we'll do another sausage party in the future. I think so. I think the three of us made this work.
I do enjoy sausage. Sausage.
Obviously.
Sausage.
That surprises no one.
Sausage.
We can only do it if he drinks another bottle of wine.
I think he drinks a bottle beforehand.
Can handle.
I think
that's
how it needs to go.
Throughout the rest of the show.
I think so.
I like what I'm hearing.
And of course, you could follow John on Instagram at Hey, It's John K. You can't follow Norman because he wants to be internet invisible, except for when he embarrasses himself.
Don't talk to me.
In a drunken stupor on the show.
Shut up.
But thank you all for tuning in. And once again, spread the word about the show. We do appreciate it. Tune in next week for Norman and I, 9 p.m., SkidRowStudios.com. And until then, for John Karunas and Norman Trotter, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
What I smell is a hit.
A what?
A hit.